This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Mexico's president, Vicente Fox, will most likely approve a law that makes it legal to possess small amounts of drugs. Those drugs include marijuana, cocaine, heroin, LSD, and others. Lawmakers in Mexico are claiming this law will help fight drug trafficking in Mexico. U.S. officials, though, are skeptical. And here to talk about the Mexican and U.S. perspective is Ana Maria Salazar. She's a former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Drug Enforcement Policy at the Pentagon, and she joins us now from Mexico City. What is your understanding of this law? What is the goal of it?
In drafting this law, they were trying to figure out a way to provide more definition in order to avoid some inequalities and corruption problems, because the current Mexican law allows those who are drug addicts to not be prosecuted. They basically, once they're detained, they claim that they're drug addicts, and it is a judge or a prosecutor who has to decide if the quantity they're carrying is pretty much for their own consumption or is a quantity that pretty much shows that their intent is to traffic.
So it's actually more restrictive than the previous
law.
I
don't know if it's more restrictive. It just clarifies what's already in the law. I think what is creating some anxiety in the United States, and it's an anxiety that I understand very well, it's that there's just different conceptions, basic consumptions, as to how do you deal with drug addicts. From the United States perspective, a policy perspective, the fact that you can threaten a drug addict with jail is an important aspect of either helping this person or at least pushing this person to find help. In Mexico and many other countries, the threat of jail is not part of their public or their health policy. They generally consider drug addicts in the same as, you know, as alcoholics, that you don't put them in jail, you try to get them help.
Well, can you see how, from the U.S. perspective, local, at least border officials, say that they're very alarmed by this, that they're afraid
I absolutely understand. I can understand why there's concern, especially in part because somehow the reporting has come out that Mexico has legalized drugs. And it's kind of given the impression that you can come to Mexico and, you know, smoke a joint in front of a cop and nothing's going to happen. You will be detained. And once you have you've been detained, someone has to determine whether, one, where you were detained. If you were detained near a school or in a school, you will be prosecuted automatically, regardless of the amount of drugs you're carrying. And two, if the amount you were carrying falls within the personal consumption quantity specified by the law. And three, if you're an addict, because you have to be able to claim that you're an addict. So if it's worthwhile running the risk to consume drugs and face this process in Mexico, well, you know, it'd be much easier to do this in Mexico than in the United States.
Ana Maria Salazar, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Ana Maria Salazar is a former drug enforcement policy official for the Pentagon.